Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, Jasmine Crockett says that black Americans shouldn't pay taxes as a way to pay for slavery. Many don't earn enough to pay tax anyways, but if you give them this, then they'll probably push for even more. The ones freeloading on food stamps aren't even going to get anything. But do you really think that the government is going to give up any of its tax serfs that easily? Forget about it. Black Americans are already not net taxpayers as a group, so this already exists. Up next, Japan has the highest number of people over the age of 100, with 146,000 of them. Yes, but how many of them are actually alive? Old people die in their families if they have them don't report the death in Japan, because it means that if no one is living in their house and it's empty, then it has to be demolished. And in many such cases, because of that, the housing values go up. Why not flood the market with houses so that you know young people can afford to have families? I'm so sick and tired of the state defending the value of assets for the boomers. Number three, remember everyone, this is what we lost in female characters designed for games. Ever since women got into gaming and the industry, they are purging all the attractive women from the games because of their envy. They're trying to get rid of beauty and sex appeal. Meanwhile, real women are becoming more hypersexualized than ever. We definitely need to find a way to bring back those awesome bosom hammocks. They look like slingshots for their chesticles. Moving on, this 85-year-old millionaire Sam Whitmore marries 25-year-old Maya. She says from the moment that she saw him and his kind eyes, she knew that he was her soulmate, and that true love still exists. Besides the obvious gold diggery going on here, an 85-year-old man marries a 25-year-old woman. His friend then asked him if he wasn't afraid of their having sex being fatal for him. The man replies, "If she dies, she dies." He must have that old man energy I keep hearing so much about. Number five, how many layers of mental illness is this? This trans killer ended her parents and then converted to Islam. At least she looks like she can pass. Let's also see if she can pass her rooftop flight test once the Abduls get their hands on her. Remember everyone, if you see both of these flags in the same profile, this person needs professional help. Many people in trans and Islam seem to both get violent for some reason. Must be a coincidence. Up next, men are already wondering why the video game industry is destroying itself by eliminating beauty. It's not about sales. It's about chasing men away from games and forcing us to give women attention again. And women at game studios get paid to sabotage our culture. And they're losing their minds when people use mods and ask AI to make females in games look more beautiful. They think they're punishing chads that play games by doing this, but it's mostly the average man who they actually don't want attention from that they're punishing instead. Number 7, meet Ron Wayne. The next time you feel bad for selling an investment too soon, remember that Ron's stake in Apple would be worth $350 billion today. Instead, he sold it for $800. I bet he feels the way that that one guy felt after selling his Bitcoin worth billions today for a couple of pizzas. This also kind of reminds me of the guy who invented yellow sticky post-it notes. He worked for 3M and never got a cent for his invention. Moving on, meanwhile in Romania, you can pay for a bus ticket with 20 squats. Hopefully this only applies to attractive young women. The reason the government is encouraging this is because it wants to save money on state-sponsored healthcare. Their actuaries probably calculated that if people do 20 basic reps a day, it'll save them tens of millions in healthcare costs. All it's going to cost them up front is handing over free bus fare. If we tried this in North America, people would go blind, and fatties would be falling over hurting themselves. Number 9, Islam is everywhere in Canada. This Muslim loves pancake mix so much that she decided to pray in front of it in Costco. I know that a butt pun might be awful attractive, but don't do it. Remember that if you quote-unquote accidentally kick those shoes down the aisle instead, then that's not assault. Costco should take her membership away or raise her prices. The reason they're doing this is a display of dominance. How long before people get fed up by all this craziness? Up next, sometimes single thirsty men think that things can't get worse in their life. And then they see a homeless guy with a girlfriend. Looks like it's time for an in-celebration. This isn't very realistic. You don't see attractive or semi-attractive women homeless ever. It's usually the addicts, wrinklies, or crazies. The rest of the women manage to find a boyfriend with a job, their extended family, or government money and housing to take care of them. Number 11, remember guys, always shake them cans before spraying the cream. Yes, please, and vigorously. Why do I know just exactly where all that cream is going to end up? Probably fill in the gap. It'll probably end up being one long messy evening But that's why we have showers. If your girlfriend ever comes out like that at you, then you know you're definitely going to be having a good time. But I've never known women to be this creative in the bedroom before. Moving on, will Danielle Smith make a better Conservative Party leader in Canada instead of Pierre Poilievre? I think she would because she would get more of the women vote. And I don't think Pierre is going to win because he blew the biggest lead in Canadian political history. He's smart, sane, and rational. Trying to appeal to women's reason isn't going to work. You have to appeal to their emotions instead. I hope Danielle Smith leads an independent Alberta and unifies with the United States. Number 13, would you look at that? It's the evolution of the male liberal over the last 75 years. Something has gone seriously wrong and it's time to go back. Yes, the feminization of every institution in our soy society is underway, and liberal men are turning themselves into women because they want to keep some of that so-called sweet, sweet patriarchal power. This meme reminds me of this one with human evolution where men just decide to walk it back. Up next, an elderly woman with dementia was euthanized without her consent, through assistance in dying because her family requested this. We're stepping across a fine line up here in Beaverland. In Canada, we call this assisted inheritance, and you just know that this is going to be more and more common going forward. Why should Grandma Boomer waste all her money at a retirement home when you can just have her ended against her wishes? Because you need a vacation and a new car. Wait until Western governments start doing this to save money on healthcare costs. Number 15, Pavel Durov, the Telegram founder and billionaire, fights global infertility by covering IVF costs for women who want to use his donated sperm, and in return he promises them a share of his fortune. This is the future. Get wealthy and pay for surrogates and bribe desperate women to raise your kids. The poor kids won't see much of their father in their lives. He's not creating a legacy. He's creating an army of single mothers, and he's providing welfare payments better than the government can. I hope they see this picture so they know their kids will look like a chud and not a chad. Moving on, the spicy content actress Riley Reid begs people to remove all of her old spicy content because she has a daughter now. Yeah, like that's ever going to happen. I have a better idea. How about when she gets old enough, you do mother-daughter scenes together? Obviously no physical contact, but they could recreate this scene with 20 black dudes, and the two of them can spend some great mother-daughter bonding time together. She begs everyone to remove it, but still has an OF page up collecting subscriptions. Number 17, this woman is suing her former company for assigning her no work, but paying her full salary for 20 years. Are we sure she wasn't just working for the government? I can't imagine the pain and suffering she went through over the years of not having to work so hard. This just proves that nothing is ever good enough for them. Even when they have the ideal situation, they still find a way to complain about it and get attention while doing so. Up next, the truth is that without arranged marriage in India, 90% of men would be struggling to get married. Looks like India is secretly an incel nation. Feminists in India want men to suffer, and that's why they're saying this now. What none of them seem to think about is that if they get rid of arranged marriage, 90% of women would also struggle to get married too. But they don't care. They just want to ride the Raj roller coaster like women in the West. Number 19, here's some more insanity. Someone says that white people prefer other white people on dating apps, but that could be changed. Dating apps are going to die if they try and force people who are not attracted to each other to get together. I've dated Asian, Latin, Black, and European women before. I prefer the European ones because they're most likely to be peaceful and less argumentative from my experience, especially the English or German ones. According to a study, OkCupid was trying to match people of different races together simply by saying that they were highly compatible. Moving on, that unattractive woman on the left is 007, Morning Light's Money Penny, and the second image is AI making her more beautiful. Feminists hate art and beauty because they can't compete with it, or don't want to compete with it, so they're trying to destroy the competition. I'd imagine that when sex robots show up, women will try and work for bot companies to make them as ugly as possible too. Of course, men will just buy the prettier imported ones. Women know they're losing. This is just a sign of desperation. Number 21, Indian truck drivers in Kiwiland caught with fake licenses claim that they're innocent. 440 of them were caught, and I'm sure the Indian community will come to their rescue. They tried to scam the whole country of New Zealand, and now they protest because they were caught. How about deporting them for breaking the law and not respecting the country that let them in? This fraud isn't only in New Zealand, but Canada, Australia, and the United States as well. Up next, even Andrew Tate, when he loses, he still wins. He bet $10 million on himself to lose and won $88 million. But this is a fake story. It never happened, and if it did, he probably wouldn't be able to make any money from it. He was still paid $20 million for this professional boxing debut, on December 22nd last year, which he revealed in a Rumble livestream. But knowing him, he did bet against himself through somebody else. Number 23, I was told that I had to pick three of these women to be roommates with. But why would I want a roommate? I don't want to be henpecked to death. First off, no fiery Latin women are ones that are known biatches. So I would pick Sydney Sweeney, Margot Robbie, and Megan Fox. They said roommates and not lovers. If you're really in the know, though, you'll pick the last ones from each row. That is, if you like hoes. Moving on, I used to think that burqas were bad. But Islam knows that starving women of attention tends to keep them from acting up, and to be grateful for what little of it they get from their husbands. A woman that can't get much attention is like an incel man. They can't get any action from women. Both are starving and easily controlled and manipulated. Both systems are going to break, and eventually men will use technology to free ourselves. Number 25 and the last one, how do we make this happen, and would you watch if Sydney Sweeney was Power Girl? Yes, but I think that Hollyweird is too feminized to do anything like this, and give the male audience exactly what they want to see. I'm guessing we're going to have to make this ourselves using AI one day, and put it out on torrents or on YouTube once the studios can no longer enforce their copyrights and trademarks. You know it's coming. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.